Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our call's final regular season home game here at Citi Field, taking on the Washington Nationals, trying to finish off on a high note. And yesterday, it's certainly a tough loss. I mean, you were right there a couple times, and the Washington Nationals win it. But does it mean much to you today, even more here, that it's the last regular season home game in front of this crowd to certainly finish on a high note, even though you are in the midst, of course, of a playoff race?
Yeah, no, look, regardless, I think it's just more where we at, you know. Yes, he's our last home regular season, right? The goal is to be back here playing in a couple of weeks. But I think it's just the way we see it is after a frustrating loss last night is we have an opportunity to win a series here and continue to stay on the race, right, chasing that playoff spot. And that's what we'll go out there and do today, you know, go out there, win a baseball game, understanding where we at and the meaning, you know, last game here or that. But, go out there and win a series.
One of the things you've been saying all season long is continue to create traffic and put yourself in chances to get the big hit. Early in the season, traffic, not a ton of big hits. August and early September, traffic and big hits. But yesterday, elusive there. What do you make of it? I mean, does it make any sense? The analysts running in here with numbers that say eventually, you know, the dam breaks here. What are you seeing from your perch?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to describe, to be honest with you, especially when we have so many good hitters. And then when you look back, there's so many situations where we just a guy from putting the ball in play to win a baseball game or to get that big hit. And we just been really inconsistent the whole year. Yesterday, the perfect example there. You know, you're facing most of the time when you're in those situations, you're facing high leverage relievers, right? So there's a combination of both here. You know that you're facing elite arms and they're able to execute. Kind of last night, perfect example, tough left on left matchup for Nim there against Ferrer, and he was able to execute and got him there. You know, understanding that Nim is a pretty good hitter too. You know, but yeah, it's we sit here and it's kind of hard to describe what's going on with with a clutch situation.
On the mound today, you've been doing the piggyback again with Sean Manaea, who's now officially known as Dad in his household, and Clay Holmes coming out of the bullpen. Just wondering, as you flip-flop these guys, it was Holmes starting and Manaea coming out of the bullpen, is this just to get Holmes back in the swing of things, just in case you do need him out of the bullpen come playoff time?
Not necessarily. I think it was just more like the lineup that we're facing, the team that we're facing, and with so many lefties at the top of their lineup, just kind of get the left-handed pitcher facing the top maybe twice, three times through. And then, you know, you get Clay, some better matchups there. That's basically the thinking behind it. We did it against the Padres. You look at the top of their lineup with Machado and Tatis and some of the righties, it made sense to do it with Clay. So it's completely the opposite now, and we went that route.
Our calls. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.